KCBS News Time 3:52. It is time to talk technology with our KCBS tech expert, Larry Magan. Larry's update today is sponsored by Comerica.
Facebook is expanding its release of a tool on its site to help people contemplating suicide. Larry, what can you tell us about this?
Well, this has been something they've been working on in the United States for years. In fact, my nonprofit, Connect Safely, initiated some of these discussions a long time ago when we had those awful suicides in Palo Alto, just down the street, up the street from Facebook. But they've been really refining in the United States. And what they're doing now is that they're launching them globally in every market that they operate, every language that they operate in. And so they're going to be simple forms to fill out, tools that are just very easy, not only to report if you yourself have suicidal ideation, but just as important, if you see a friend saying something that's obviously a call for help, whether it's suicide or self-harm, you could report that. And I do encourage people, if you see something and you think a friend is in danger, part of being a friend in the 21st century is coming to their aid, and that could very well mean reaching out and trying to get help for that person.
You know, this really speaks to the new business world, if you will, in that, you know, you've got a company like Facebook, and you could make the argument that its responsibility is to serve its population, go beyond just those traditional services.
You know, without trying to promote them, and believe me, I have my criticisms of Facebook like a lot of other companies, they do take this very seriously. I mean, they have teams of people who think about safety, who think about the well-being of their users, and they realize that part of their business model, and it's not just altruistic, but part of their business model is trying to create a place where people feel safe and can be helped by their friends or by others if they're in danger. And unfortunately, sadly, we live in a world where people do take their own lives and people harm themselves. And Facebook is one of many places where that can manifest itself. You can't kill yourself on Facebook, but you certainly can telegraph your intentions to do so. And so they're trying to find ways to help people who are in trouble, or if you know your friends are in trouble, enable them to help you. So it's all part of the social responsibility that many social networking companies are trying to take seriously.
That is KCBS technology analyst Larry Magan.